You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning we've got Dennis Nyaga in the studio, who is part of the newly formed newborn genomics team at the Liggins Institute, which has just got some new incredible technology which allows DNA sequencing of critically sick newborn babies in the neonatal intensive care unit. Kia ora, Dennis, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to chat about this. So tell us a wee bit about this technology that your team has got. What is the purpose of it? What's it going to be used for?
So I'm part of the newborn genomics team, as you mentioned, at the Liggins Institute. And what we'll be going to do from next year is to sequence the DNA of critically ill newborns. And these are kids who are admitted at the neonatal intensive care unit. And this will help us also sequence the DNA of their parents as well.
Oh, wow.
And to compare the DNA for, and also help us to check genetic changes,
yeah,
or rare genetic changes that could be causing the child's critical illness.
Right, that makes sense. So obviously if you've got a baby in NICU, it's a big deal, you know, that's a really sick wee kid. And also, you know, trying to work out how they have ended up there is quite a complicated thing, I'm imagining, for the team that, yeah, works in that space. So why is DNA sequencing like an important part of that? What is it as a specific tool that's useful?
So just to give you a bit of a context, in New Zealand, we have 150,000 kids who have rare diseases. And half of them do not get a diagnosis by the time they turn one.
Wow, okay.
And also, in some cases, a quarter of them do not get a diagnosis even by the time they turn 10 years.
Right.
So when you think about it, 70% of these rare diseases are caused by an abnormality in their genetic code,
mm-hmm,
which means that a genetic test would be very important to identify exactly what's causing the baby's illness.
Right.
And this is a project that will empower the clinicians and as well as the funnel to help deal with the over 400 rare diseases where we have available treatment.
Wow.
And that's quite interesting.
That is amazing. And so I see that also at the moment, the way the system works is you have to send things off to Australia and it takes a really long time. And, you know, 2 weeks or something maybe is the turnaround we're going to be able to get it to. Is that how significant of a difference is that from the current system at the moment?
So we just got a new piece of technology at the Liggins Institute, and that will help us, you know, rapidly sequence this DNA and get the results within 1 week.
Wow.
Which is quite amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
And also, it's also like an opportunity to do that here in New Zealand. And as you mentioned, some of the sequencing has been done in Australia, and also, even in some cases, taking a few years, even,
wow,
a few months, even years,
wow,
to get a genetic diagnosis. And having all that set up here in New Zealand will be very important also.
That's amazing. So obviously this is kind of in that diagnosis part of working out why someone is sick. When you say you're looking at the parents' DNA as well, that's obviously to work out if there's a relationship or if there's a difference perhaps. How does that specifically have importance to working out for the child?
So when you compare the DNA from the critically ill baby and also compare that with that of the mom and the dad, that will help you identify exactly if there's a genetic change,
right,
in the child that could be now causing the critical illness.
Mm.
And just to give you a bit more context on why we are moving on with this project, just across the ditch in Australia, they've been doing such kind of critical DNA sequencing,
mm-hmm,
in newborns through the acute care genomics. And actually what they have found is that once you get a genetic result, you can be able to change the management of these young children in 70% of these kids.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Which means less hospitalization, less invasive tests.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important thing is getting available treatment for these kids.
That is incredible. It must be something that I imagine a lot of people are very excited to have, because, you know, these are really critically sick, small, tiny people, you know, got to get that care as fast as you possibly can. It will be a pretty exciting project to be a part of. So what's the next step? Obviously, this is happening next year, from next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going to be, I guess, the next step in the process for you guys?
I just want to give you just a quick example of what also to emphasize why it's important. There is sometimes you find there are kids who have this specific genetic mutation that even affects how they absorb nutrients in their body,
mm-hmm.
meaning that if they consume meat or fish or beans, there's buildup in an amino acid called phenylalanine,
right,
which causes cognitive impairment and also intellectual disability.
Mm.
So if rapid diagnosis is done
and
early intervention very early age, immediately actually when they're born, that helps even to tailor medication, and the specific medication
that's amazing.
Just restrict the diet.
Yes.
And that's it.
And that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Grows to have a full life and no more.
It's amazing. It sounds like a small intervention, but you know, it can make such a huge difference for the life of these babies.
Mm.
So next year, it's arriving in the NICU, and you're going to be part of the team that's rolling this out, or
I'll be leading co-leading the bioinformatics part of the that's just looking at the all the sequencing data,
mm-hmm.
and it's a huge team. And we are ready. At the moment, we're just doing a few tests and make sure that the platform is ready to kickstart the project in January.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really interesting and exciting time. Thank you so much, Dennis, for speaking with us about it this morning. Best of luck with all the work next year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I close off, I want to mention my boss, who's also the director at the Liggins Institute, will be giving public lecture.
Oh, cool.
That will give an expanded explanation of the newborn genomics in critical care here in Aotearoa.
Fantastic. I'm sure that's going to be really interesting. We'll put a link to that in the podcast after the show so people can go and check it out as well. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your morning. Dennis, we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.